The red cube spun down on the bed's tightly stretched blanket, came up on a six and an ace.
"The man sevened," intoned the lease dealer. "Want to shoot it all, Corley?"
"You mean a whole thousand? A whole $1,000?
"God damn it!"
The contractor hurled his hat across the room.
"Shoot something! Shoot or pass the dice!"
Mitch went for the grand. He came out with a 6-5. He was taunted and jeered and cursed into going for the 2,000.
"Why not? You're shooting with our money."
"All right, by gosh, I'll do it."
He spun the dice out again, a 4 tray faced up on the blanket. As the others groaned, he reached for the money.
"I reckon I'd just better shoot 100 this time," he said,
"or maybe just 50. If that's all right with you fellas." It was damned well not all right with the fellas, and they made him know it. The hell he'd drop the bet to peanuts while he held a bale of their money.
"But $4,000, Mitch protested. $4,000. "You're covered," the cattle buyer said coldly. "Shoot."
"Well, all right," Mitch said nervously.
"All right, dang it."
He rubbed his hand against his pant leg, wiping the sweat from it before picking up the dice. His nervousness was not entirely feigned. Once, even with the best of surgeons, the scalpel may slip. Once, the most skilled of knife throwers may throw a little too close. Once, only once, the high wire walker may misstep to eternity. So with the dice handler. No amount of skill or practice is completely impregnable to luck. There is no statute of limitations on the law of averages. 2 minutes to go. $8,000 on the bed. Just about all they were carrying, Mitch guessed. Certainly all that it was safe to take away from a group like this. And the taking would have to look very good. No sevens or elevens this time. Nothing that a square might do legitimately. An honest John might make 7 or 8 straight passes in a row, but a hustler had to play it cute. He clicked the dice. He threw them awkwardly, then stood, chagrined, as the others snorted with laughter.
"Up jumped the devil! You got a big 4, Pops!"
"Now, god dang," Mitch whimpered. "God dang it anyways."
"Wanna bet a little more, Corley? Give you 6 to 5.
"Danged if you won't," Mitch grumbled, and they laughed again. Joe, of course, is the lowest point on the dice. Above it are Phoebe 5, a hard gal to know, Easy 6, 3 combinations, Craps, 3, Ader Decatur, 3, Quinine, a bitter 2, Big Dick, 2, and the Fielders, Heaven 11, and Boxcars, which have no bearing after the initial roll. The theoretical odds against 5 and 9 are approximately 3 to 2, as opposed to 6 to 5 for 6 and 8. The odds are 2 to 1 against 10 and 4, but any crapshooter will swear that 10 is an easier point to make. Obviously, little 4 has little going for him. As if recognizing the fact, he normally stays out of sight after showing his luckless little face.
"Roll 'em, Pops! Let's see some craps."
"Don't rush me," Mitch whined. "I'm rolling these here dice." He threw them. A big 10, 4 on the bottom. He threw again. 9. Then 8 and 5 and 6. Where the hell was Red? What the hell was she waiting on? With so much riding, these guys could be hard to handle. He was getting tense, and tension was hell on control. There it was. The signal. The muted, familiar cough coming from just outside the door. It went unheard by the others, lost in their own noise.
7 dice. Let's see a 6-ace.
"Come on, Pops. What the hell you waiting for?"
"Give me time, dang it. Stop rushing me."
He wiped his hand against his pant leg again. He picked up the dice, set them, clicked them, and threw. Nerves whispered that it was a bad throw, screamed silently that he'd goofed off a week's careful finagling and a